This podcast is going to be about the fiction creative writing task. This is the Educast creative writing. My name is Miss Strachan, and I'm just going to talk you through some of the things that we think are important in this question. So, first of all, you'll be given prompts. You'll get four different prompts that you need to respond to. And the idea is that you are able to show your skills. You've got two assessment objectives for this particular task, AO5 and AO6. AO5 is about communication and organisation, and AO6 is about your SPAG and your vocabulary. So, obviously, 12 marks. Sorry, not 12. 24 marks for AO5, 16 marks for AO6. So it's quite a big chunk, really, about the communication and organisation. And what we would do is we would recommend that you use a set structure for your story. So make sure that you have an introduction, some rising action, a climax, some falling action, and an e ending. Or a resolution, okay? And the idea is not that you write reams and reams and reams of paper. You don't have time to do that. What you need to do, and I think this is the biggest recommendation we can make, is that you need to choose one thing that you work on, one idea that you describe well, that you use figurative language, you use vocabulary for effect, you make sure that your punctuation is accurate, that your story has a point. One of the best stories that I've seen is about a girl who was nervous about rejoining school after a few weeks off due to illness, and she focused on that moment of just before she went into the classroom, going into the classroom, her thoughts and feelings, and then the resolution was when it was actually all okay and her friends were just really pleased to see her. So you can see that it doesn't have to be a big idea. It is better to make sure that you go from your own experience, okay? So if you are going to write a short story, make sure that you do it based on something that you know. Okay, because that will make it more believable, that will make it more interesting and more engaging. The kind of vocabulary that you choose will be important as well. You need to be thinking about, not just using it was nice. Okay, you need to be choosing vocabulary that is interesting and engaging, slightly higher level, difficult words. Obviously, spelling is important. But if you're going to use, if you're not sure how to spell it, why don't you sound out the word in your head? Break it down into syllables. Remember the I before E, except after cereal. Think about those kind of things, those kind of strategies that can help you make sure that you are writing accurately in terms of spelling. Okay, but spelling is only one little part of the criteria. There is other things like sentence structures, making sure that you vary your sentence structures. If you want to build tension, you can use a short sentence. If you want to build, have a cliffhanger, you can use an ellipsis. If you want to describe really, really in a lot of detail, use a complex sentence. Use a series of complex sentences. The idea in this one is that you are showing when you do your creative writing that you are crafting your story for effect, okay? The reader, the examiner wants to be able to see that you have thought about the overall structure, you've thought about the paragraphing, and that's tip top. So time, place, topic, and person is important. Make sure that you move your paragraphs on when you change the time, the topic, the place, or the person. Also, make sure that your paragraphs are linked. Make sure that the action follows on in a structured manner. Okay? You can use flashbacks in your narrative, or you can start at the end and then tell the story, but choose carefully. The most important thing that you can do for this question, really, I think, is practice. If you practice, then you're gonna get better at writing stories, and that will really help you.